I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Students from a Hartford high school sent videos to the White House recently addressing their concerns to the future president.
Can't you teach us to be more than Jay-Z and LeBron? Teach us how to untie this noose. Teach us change the curriculum. So we can have dreams.
That's Madison Frame, a senior at the Journalism and Media Academy Magnet School. She wrote a poem and read it in a one-minute video to the future president for a project called Dear POTUS. She talks about the importance of history and how schools need to change how they teach it. I sat down with her recently and asked her to explain.
I had my first Black U.S. history teacher in ninth grade. And that was kind of like a shock to me because all my life I've always had these white history teachers. And when Black History Month came around, we spent a week on Black history when it's a whole month.
Her poem uses some strong words, and she admits that it turns some people off.
It's just a matter of how you've grown up. If you're not open to hearing somebody else's opinion about a topic such as education in the urban school system, then that's okay with me. It's not supposed to be targeted to everyone, but I want as many people to hear it and understand it.
Jean Spears is also a senior at JMA. Her video touched on similar themes, but focused on the Black Lives Matter movement and how it's often misunderstood. Here's a snippet from her video.
Saying all lives matter marginalized the concern of African Americans by grouping the Black Lives Matter movement into a larger All Lives Matter movement. Implies that all Americans have the same experience, but in reality, African Americans are much more troubled.
When asked what the future president could do to fix such a complicated problem, Spears tells me that it all boils down to education.
My life also matters, so I'm just pretty much saying my education matters just as much as the next person's. So I really want that education. I'm striving for it.
Madison Frame is quick to add that school isn't the only place to learn.
I tell a lot of my peers this. If you don't feel like you're getting the good education that you are getting at your school, educate yourself.
Both Madison and Jean plan to continue their advocacy in college. David DeRoche, WNPR News.